There's been a bit of a controversy about the Science Fiction Writers of America in a recent issue of their magazine. They had a column by a couple of well-known SF authors that seemed to be, in the eyes of many readers, sexist and racist.
This would be because it was sexist and racist.
Probably would have something to do with it.
Yes. This is a question of why a forward-looking genre still tends to be thought of as written by white males, which, of course, isn't true.
No.
There was
not in general, no.
Although, wasn't there recent statistics on the amount of books which were reviewed within the various journals, which showed that although you had a large percentage of books were being written by women, the reviews were predominantly of the male authors?
Yes, and the other interesting one was the experiment where people tried swapping covers. So they had gendered covers. So you had Game of Thrones by a woman, and you'd have a lovely dragon on the cover. Because they point out that the same story might well have quite different covers depending on whether the author was male or female. I mean, it's like vampire stories nowadays going to supernatural romance. The good old days when Bram Stoker, it was just plain horror, and there was none of this lovey-dovey romance stuff about it. Despite that, there was lots of sex in Dracula. Marketed as romance.
True. And you have people like Laurel K. Hamilton, who writes the Anita Blake vampire hunter stories, who kind of mixes quite serious horror with lots of sex as well. So no one's ever actually quite known where to peg it. But the covers do make a big difference, certainly.
Mm.
The American covers are much more offensive, I find, than a lot of the British and Australian covers, which is why I tend to try and buy the British and Australian editions when I'm buying.
This was in many ways brought to a head by the recent Guest of Honour speech at Continuum. Nola Jameson, who was a Guest of Honour, started out a Guest of Honour speech saying, "My father was afraid for me to come to Australia," because they grew up in the US in the South. They grew up in Alabama, and there was the whole question of the human rights protests. And as she said, "I remember my grandmother sitting in her den with a shotgun across her knees while I cracked pecans at her feet. I was maybe 9 years old, but had no idea what was going on. She told me the gun was just an old replica. She'd brought it out to clean it. I said, 'Okay, Grandma,' and asked whether she'd make me a pie, but I was done." So they were understandably concerned about going to Australia, and giving the first TV coverage she noticed was about Pauline Hanson. It was understandable.
Yeah.
And then she talked a bit about the SFWA kerfuffle, as it's called. There's actually a very nice article by Foz Meadows that summarised.
It was a superb article.
It was a brilliant article. It was a rant.
Reading that. It was a strong rant. Yep. It was an entirely justified strong rant, making the very obvious but much needed points.
And she clearly pointed out that it was a rant, which was good for those who wouldn't know
what she was doing. And I thought
it was a good response to it, actually.
Well, this is an issue that's been hitting me in different directions lately, because we've had some scandals in relation or issues about sexism on Wikipedia. We're getting a massive number of them in terms of video gaming at the moment. And I think the bit which gets me is that every time this comes up is the complete ignorance by the people who are being sexist. That they just don't see it that way. They cannot see it that way.
Yeah.
And I thought you could explain it and say, no, this is why what you're saying is wrong. And I've tried it. And they don't. They just say, no, it's not sexist. It's because of this. I'm not being sexist. I like everybody.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. And I find that's what's interesting with the SFWA situation. Is the response by the writers, which was very much of a, no, I'm not sexist, and I just don't see it.
Nola Jameson, in her talk, said, "Sadly, what the SFWA kerfuffle reveals, and Mammoth Fail before that, and Moon Fail, and Race Fail, and the great cultural appropriation debates of Doom, and Slush Bomb before that, and so on, what this reveals is that memories in science fiction fantasy are short, and the misconceptions vast and deep. So I propose a solution, which I'd like to appropriate, if you will allow, from Australia's history and present. It's time for reconciliation within science fiction and fantasy. It's time that we all acknowledge the real history of the genre and acknowledge the breadth and diversity of its contributors. It's time we acknowledge the debt we owe to those who got us here, all of them. It's time we made note of what ground we've trodden upon and the wrongs we've done to those who trod it first. And it's time we took steps, some symbolic, some substantive, to try and correct these errors. I do not mean a simple removal of the barriers that currently exist within the genre and its fandom, though doing that's certainly the first step. I mean we must now make an active, conscious effort to establish a literature of the imagination which truly belongs to everyone. And she was talking there about the fact that the female SF fantasy writers that were hiding behind initials and there were black writers and stories which wouldn't be published because they had a main coloured character as the hero. That there is a very pervasive filtering process from the 40s, 50s, 60s onwards. And that, for example, you don't find many gay characters on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
It's very true.
And the vast majority of the heroes and all this stuff are white, which, given that they're 70% or less of the global population, is clearly not represented. Is SF and fantasy just a white boy's game, or is it more than that? Given the deep mythological roots of fantasy and the fact that it comes from cultures all over the world, it's clearly not just a white man's game.
No, though you would be forgiven for thinking that if you looked in a lot of bookstores, if you could find a bookstore to look in these days.
What are we reading? Are we reading Western authors aiming for a Western audience?
Generally, yeah.
So, yes, I think it's still racist. I think it's not balanced the way it should have been balanced, although if you can come up with exceptions, but I don't think coming up with exceptions helps the case. It just says, no, here's somebody who wasn't as bad as the others, rather than saying that the problem isn't there because of them. But it is true that we're talking about a Western audience for both reading Western literature, and so I don't necessarily expect it to be have quite the same balance as perhaps a literature written for a different audience by a different group of people would have. But I don't think that means it's right.
Yes, well, at the same time, it doesn't necessarily reflect the diversity of say, Australian culture in terms of
backgrounds,
races, sexes, gender.
The exact same issue is extremely big in video games at the moment, with major issues, as it's been found about how poorly women are treated as gamers and as reviewers and within the
characters.
Games as characters. And perhaps it's even stronger as a problem there than it is elsewhere. And again, you can point to
the exceptions.
There's
still very clear stereotypes.
The exceptions stand out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very good review of the damsel in distress stereotype.
Yes, by Anita Sarkinson's work. Yeah. She was, although herself seriously abused and attacked for having made that, or when she did the Kickstarter to raise funds for that. And the real problem with that one isn't whether what she says is right or not, I think it largely is, but the way she was treated for saying it.
Yes.
Which was terrible within the video game community. I think in the strength of these SF communities that they're responding to this a lot stronger and better than I think in some ways the video game community did.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to note that Nola Jameson in her Guest of Honour speech pointed out that Australia, though it's had its problems, has come forward a long way. And she contrasts it with the situation in the US where they seem to be going backwards. And suggesting that perhaps the Australian model of adopting and adding to and expanding and celebrating diversity is a very strong one that should be adopted.
Well, Ben, we've got this came up in another issue recently, and someone was pointing to the recent speeches by the military in Australia about how they're going to stamp out. Yes, there's a problem, but the response is good and strong and promising.
The general's address went viral.
Yes, and it should. It was excellent.
Absolutely, it was excellent.